This was never about money for us. It was about us against the system. That system that kills the human spirit. We stand for something. To those dead souls inching along the freeways in their metal coffins, we show them that the human spirit is still alive.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Cigars for Idiots. I am Rob with a really nasty sinus infection. And you are...
Cousin Johnny.
And you, sir?
Arla.
We're now sponsored by Marlboro Cigarettes.
Steak. What's for dinner? Whiskey and steak. Thank you.
You're going to have to cut back on steak. Pass.
Dude, it's...
You want to just quit drinking? Pass.
I have been like harboring this chest thing for maybe.
You got that Chinese flu?
4 days.
You got that Chinese flu?
4 days now.
You got Chinese flu?
Dude, it's been. It's luckily.
They say it only affects children. I know you got small feet, but damn.
Is there anybody else we can offend with that opening?
You're offended. You ain't listening to this.
We're not even listened to in China. Maybe one person just because they're trying to steal our secrets that we have, secrets to our non-success.
Oh, you got to listen to these motherfuckers. They make fun of me.
Motherfuckers. So anyways, so thank God my wife doesn't believe in finishing her antibiotics off when... what it says on the pill bottle, because if it wasn't for those, I'm pretty sure I'd be in the hospital right now.
It's kind of like the expiration on the bread, anything else. I mean, it's just a suggestion.
Yeah. I mean, if I would have ate some moldy bread at this point, if it would have saved me. So whatever I got to do. So gentlemen, good God, what is going on in the world?
Are you fanning a fart? Because I smell something, I'll punch you right in the face.
No, man, y'all just making me laugh and I'm getting hot. So I'm going to blow this candle out of here.
It's red.
It's red, isn't it?
It's
not no so much here or here. It's right in this area.
It's right in this area. It's hot.
It's a little toasty over here on my chair. So,
why are you taking your pants off, Rob?
Well, that's how I usually record, sir. Cousin Johnny, I don't know if you've been paying attention.
Don't look under the table.
Too late. She done been squirreled right there in the produce department.
Oh, my God. What were we going to talk about tonight?
I don't know if we can go. I don't know.
It can't be anything serious.
We're not talking about how fucked up college football is.
Sports.
It's ruining the only thing I love.
Look, the only thing. Hey, before we get started, I'm going to give a shout out to 33 years ago today, December the 15th of 1990, my Pepperell Dragons went undefeated and won a state championship, coached by Len Honeycutt.
We heard that one of the former alumni may be taking the job.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
You just, I mean, people can hear me. You just say it.
I mean, they probably can. I'm just saying it, mate.
Trees grow in a
field. The rumor is.
Well, what
are they going to announce it?
Just waiting to be approved by the board.
Let me just say this. And
it should have been, like, they can call an emergency meeting.
If that happens, I'm proud of it. I'm happy for it.
They just extended the superintendent's contract by 2 years. They could have done it then.
Yeah. I'm happy if that happens because we need a guy that's from there to take the program over, because the last guy, and listen, I didn't even know this, but I remember when that happened, there was a huge, in the weight room, a huge picture of that team, that 1990 state championship team. The new guy came in, threw that bitch in a dumpster. Mm-hmm. And luckily, one of the guys, that live in the area.
The one that's been there forever.
Yeah.
It's the other one, the same last name.
I got you.
Yeah, got it out of the trash can, out of the dumpster. I mean, that's total disrespect.
But you know what? That's what kills me. He's not the only one that done that. I mean, it's the same thing that happened across the county to another school that had back-to-back region champs.
Why would you not?
The guy came in, the one from Tennessee, comes in, takes over, throws that shit away.
You throw away the championship picture, and then you change the colors of the uniforms. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's, I mean.
And then you got the dragon facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
That wasn't
what are we doing, man? What are we doing? So anyways.
Left is right and right is wrong. We all know this.
If the story is true, If it's true.
If the trees grow.
It's going to be a good thing. It'll be a good thing. So
it will, because I think he can tap into the alumni that still live semi in the community.
Yeah.
And get them involved in the youth leagues. Because we all know that's how Rome has continuously been very good, is they streamlined that process and basically said, if you're going to play middle school, by God, you're going to play for us.
Yeah.
And they start doing certain things that, the might level, then it feeds into this, and you've got the progression of what you're learning, so it feeds into it. But the other thing based on that, right now, your border kids are jumping and going to a successful program at Rockmart. You need those border kids to come back.
Could have won the state championship this past week.
You got to admit that was the best two teams.
Hands down.
You go into three overtimes, and I mean,
that was a hell of a game.
This is how asinine those people over there in that part of that county are. They wanted him fired 2 years ago because he just can't get past quarter or the semis. We got to get somebody else in here.
You're winning. You're getting there. You're sniffing.
How many times did Calhoun play in the state championship before they beat Buford?
Five.
Yeah.
And then once they learned they can compete with Buford, then it was Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
You just got to get all that's mental.
Mental, it is.
It's all mental years. When it gets down there. It's the same Georgia.
Well, but it's also the same thing that we said when we were coaching. Too many times the kids paid attention to what was on the front of the jersey instead of anything else. You can't just look at the front of it and get intimidated by it.
Yeah. I know that I tried to explain this to people that was not from that area, like from Lindale, that went to school down there. When you went to a game, you had kids, like tiny-ass kids that's old enough to play football, just barely old enough to play football. Every single one of them is there with their jersey on. And the next grade up is there with their jersey on. There, I mean, it was like it was a damn cult.
Yeah,
and
I remember the state championship game. A buddy of mine sat on his daddy's work truck hood in the end zone and watched it.
Yeah. We had.
And we were coming back from Powder Springs and heard that they were up big.
Oh, it was a blowout.
Yeah.
I remember.
The week before was, and that usually happens. The state championship's usually decided in the semis or the quarters.
Right.
But I will say this, Manchester and Bowden and Rock Martin Pierce County this year were two of the best high school football games I can remember watching outside of Bowden R. Murchie in 93. And Model Coosa when I coached and we won 7-0.
Man.
And they blocked a punt on their 30. And I'm like, fuck. Somehow it was one of them games where you just like when it's over, you feel like you've been hit with a Mack truck.
Yeah.
And I had the radio booth next to me and my filter had a ringing in his headphones and he left me. By myself in the booth, every play I got a preaching to, don't you dare cuss. Everybody can hear you.
Man, that was hard for you.
Yes, it was.
I'll tell you right now.
On that block punt, we backed them up three consecutive plays. And then, two consecutive plays. Then on third down, it was like third and 18, and they scramble, screw around, and make it fourth and two from their like 30 or 35. And I'm screaming. Watch the fake! Watch the fake! And I hear the guy in the radio booth go, as you can tell, Coos is worried about the fake.
That's freaking funny as crap.
But anyway.
But yeah, man, it's I hope it pans out. I really do. I hate to see that area kind of, the football team's been really bad for the past few years.
You need somebody to breathe some life back into a program that was the envy of most of the people in Northwest Georgia.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing too is it's all about tradition, man. It's about tradition down there, and I think that's what they've lacked is somebody that can appreciate and respect the tradition that was built down there. And
also
bring it back around.
Knows how to talk to those kids. Yeah, he's made, if it's the one that we think's gonna get it, he's done his due diligence, so he can talk to both ends of the spectrum. I can communicate with the both of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about this Shohei Ohtani contract.
That's fucking genius.
This dude.
Fucking genius.
$700 million for 10 years.
$632 deferred until he gets back to Japan. He just stuck a big old fat middle finger to the state of California.
Yeah, he did. If you break this thing down, a single game, he makes $432,099 per hour on this contract.
Did he have surgery?
Yeah. Well, he was injured. I don't know if he had surgery.
Okay.
But I know he will be in the DH. He won't be playing in the field too much. So he'll be DH. And I don't see him pitching next year, to be honest with you, because it was his shoulder that got weak on him. Yeah. An hour per hour, he's making $180,000 and $180,041 an hour, which breaks down to $3,001 a minute.
I wish I could get that rate.
A minute. Fellas,
damn,
I just,
so 2 minutes of his work is my month's salary.
We have people that talk about, like I have people, because you know the Braves, they were talking about the Braves, this, that, and the other. The Braves don't need him. They didn't need him. They never needed him. I only hoped that he would have came in and brought that Japanese pitcher.
He making $50 a second,
$50 a second. The crazy thing is, he is a once in a lifetime. He's a unicorn. He's a Babe Ruth. He's a Mickey Mantle.
Yeah,
he's
because
Hank
how
Aaron.
Tall is he?
He's a big old dude.
Isn't he like 6'6"?
Yeah, he's like Freddie Freeman size guy.
Yeah, I mean, and they're not known on that little tiny island to grow big men.
Not at all. Not at all.
And he is a big old boy. Like he got some weight in them thighs.
He's corn fed.
He's corn fed. Yeah. He got the cornbread over there in the in the Roth paddock.
Thank you, Dusty Rhodes. One of the best voices ever. But no,
I'm a businessman.
I don't think.
Fuck.
I
got this gay son. He was
I love it.
His stage name was fucking awful. gold dust come from these loin my ass.
Remind me when I get home to punch your mama square in the mouth.
Every time he took the stage, I was like, you're fucking daddy's Dusty Rose, and the best you could come up with was gold dust. That's stunning Steve Austin before he became Stone Cold. He used to walk out with a pink feathered boa.
Let me tell you, that's a whole podcast we can do on Dustin Rhodes, how Vince McMahon basically screwed his whole career, his entire life, because his daddy gave him so much competition with WCW over the years. So, yeah. There's a video, actually, of Goldust, him coming out, like, flipping off the WWF, telling him, shove Goldust up your ass, I'm not doing this anymore, it's embarrassing. But I saw this with Ohtani. You can only imagine how the whole team, the organization is going to try to pay, what they're going to do to make money to pay this guy. I saw that standing room only tickets already right now are like $900.
Well, it's L.A. They'll pay for it. But they've not sold out a game in forever. That's what's fucked up.
But here's the deal.
Like, you can go, if you're willing to pay, like, SeatGeek and stuff, like, the day of, because I know a guy that travels to see family out there, he'll wait till he gets there, and then he'll be there for 3 to 5 days, and he'll just get on SeatGeek and be like, all right, the next 3 days, the games are, if we want to sit here. Eh. So, I mean, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
But you're right, though, man.
Who can pay that?
Nobody.
Nobody can pay
it's
that.
It's like paying to go.
We're talking about the Dodgers, not Anaheim. I mean, right. In the Anaheim area where the money's a little bit more prevalent. But we're talking about the Dodgers.
It's like the damn Georgia-Notre Dame game up there at Touchdown Jesus. Those single tickets, not on game or field level, single tickets were going as much as Super Bowl tickets.
Who can? Man, that's a whole nother thing too. The Super Bowl. People's got more money than they got sense, and obviously the Dodgers had a lot of money, so they threw it at this guy,
and they ain't got no sense.
And I did like the point you brought up with him having it deferred till he gets back to Japan. It was genius, genius.
Because Freddie's getting bent over every year.
Oh yeah,
and wasn't smart enough to have someone to be like, hey. Because here's the thing. You said it was a 10-year deal?
Yeah.
If it's guaranteed money, he can blow his fucking elbow out in 2 years. And
he's
guess
30.
What? He's Bobby Bonilla. He's pitching it when he's 40.
Dude, he's 30
They'll
already.
Have to buy him out
yeah.
at a cut rate. But I bet he still gets, what you said, 630?
Yeah.
Okay, so they buy him out at 60%. I'll take 60% of 630 every day.
Me too.
Hell, what? I'll take 1% of it.
Yeah, yeah, 1% is a large amount.
If you let me play your position for 2.5 minutes, I'm set.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it for 2.5 minutes. Let Trust me. I don't care what my wife says. Fucking 75 seconds, I can do it. 128, 135 seconds, I don't know.
Let me work an eight-hour day. That's over $900,000 in an eight-hour day. Insane. It's completely insane, so... another thing that's insane that we have to talk about, and this is not sports related, but it should be on today's What the Florida. A Florida man was confronted after revving his engine at the red light, and then he proceeded to draw his sword.
Well, you know,
and we're talking about an actual sword,
King Arthur.
We're not talking about anything out of his briefs.
We ain't talking about the flesh sword.
No.
Howdy, where did this go left at?
A Florida man was arrested for throwing an object and at a person. It didn't say, so it makes me wonder.
I'm going to buy a fucking box of them, y'all, and when people piss me off, I'm just going to start throwing rubber dicks at them. I got accosted by a dildo. This man hit me in the face.
What if you had...
Big old black thing hit me in the face.
Wasn't the Buffalo Bills when they used to throw them at people in the end zones when he scored touchdowns?
Yes. That was the best thing. I want to go buy a bunch of damn plungers and like lube the plungers up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And fucking
stick it on their windshield. Oh my God. He was arrested for throwing an object and also drawing a sword during a road raid incident in Ocala, Florida this Friday. It was actually last Friday. Reports say that he angered another driver at a red light by revving up his engine. The other driver had got out of his vehicle and confronted him, prompting him to throw an unknown object, questionable dildo, at him before wielding his blade. When they both pulled over, it looks like he had a...
Where is this at in Florida?
Ocala.
He's lucky he didn't get killed.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't get shot.
If one of theirs pulls a knife...
They faced up, and he allegedly, the incident had escalated by him thrusting his sword at the victim trying to cut him.
Thrusting it.
The victim called 911.
He thrusted me with a round object.
The perpetrator was charged with property damage, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. My main question here.
How do you carry that around?
What was the object, and who carries a sword
around
with
them?
Now,
if it's a katana, I could understand.
Yeah.
You know. Was but it I'd like, still shoot your ass.
Was it like
It'd be like one of them Raylan Givens things. Have you ever heard of the 21-foot rule? Well, hell, if you'd explained yourself as he got that thing sticking through his face, if you'd explained yourself, we could have played proper.
Are we talking about like a Highlander sword or a He-Man Masters of the Universe sword?
Is this like Elder, like the Lord of the Rings, like weighs 75 pounds, or is this like a samurai sword?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Now, I have seen the 21-foot rule with two guys, and I can't remember. One of them is Instructor Zero from Belgium, and he is probably the fastest pistol guy I've ever seen. He did the scene out of one of the Rambo movies, where he's on that boat, and he's got the Vietnamese around him, and he pulls that pistol and kills all six of them within like 2 or 3 seconds. He did it on one of those wobble boards and paper targets, but he beat the time. So he's pretty fucking good.
You may call him an expert.
Yeah. And then there's another guy that's on Forged in Fire. He's got the mustache.
It's like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, but he's got a bunch of YouTube videos where he's like deadly with knives. So they square off with a paintball pistol. And what's funny is Instructor Zero knows that average every day you get stabbed. So what he does is he takes, as soon as they blow the whistle, he takes one step back and falls backwards and he shoots him.
Really?
Yes. And he fucking hits him about the time he's right foot to foot with him.
Yeah.
That's how fast they're going. But he understood. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
But no, going back to that, Ocala, he's lucky that guy didn't have a gun on him.
No doubt.
Pull that sword and you'll be a dead ass.
Right.
That wouldn't happen down in Tifton, by God. Pull your sword, you son of a bitch.
But you go back to talking about those two guys squaring off, those two experts, one with a knife and a gun. You can go back and watch videos there where at police training. Dude, you may have a gun. If it's not already pulled and somebody's coming at you with a knife, you are definitely getting cut.
Yep.
You're definitely getting stabbed. You just have to try to figure out a way not to take a mortal wound.
Yeah.
You're right. And we had did it. They had did an experiment, I believe, like in 30 seconds. They counted down 30 seconds, and they gave somebody with a knife, like one of those rubber knives that had red paint on it or lipstick paint, whatever. And I think he stabbed the guy something like cut him or stabbed him something close to 100 times in 30 seconds.
What's that Tommy Lee Jones movie where Benicio Toro, ex-CIA, goes off the reservation?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Them son of a bitches, knife fighting.
Dude, you, I'm telling
if
you.
If they're proficient with a blade.
Yeah. You're in trouble. If your gun's not already out and pointed, and don't wait.
No, as soon as he takes a step, you kill that son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ask him to step back.
Shoot, what is it? Aim small?
Aim small, miss small. Actually, just center mass. Just start pulling the trigger.
Pow, pow, pow.
This is a cool-ass video you're talking about. I just pulled that up.
Dude, it's amazing.
I can't what's the other guy's name?
Doug Marcotta.
Yep, Marcotta. Yeah. That son of a bitch with a blade in his hand, I would not take my chances within 50 yards of that bastard.
No.
With a sniper. No. Like, I mean, a shotgun, open choke.
Yeah, I'm telling you, a guy that knows how to handle himself with a knife is extremely dangerous.
He's badass. Yeah. All right, so we got some, other than the SEC championship, we got some brouhaha at the Biletnikoff Awards.
Yeah, we did.
One Marvin Harrison Jr. won the Biletnikoff by one vote.
How?
They are saying that the only reason he beat Malik Nabers is because his daddy got a vote.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and
it shouldn't
here's the
be
thing.
Allowed.
Here's the thing. And it says that Malik bested Harrison by 19 catches, 86 to 67, and by 335 yards, 1546 to 1211. Now, yes, they both caught 14 touchdowns, but Nabers also had 59 10-plus yards plays, 34 20-yard-plus plays, and 30-plus yard plays 17.
What about that yak? I mean, that's a real stat.
But here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. And I haven't looked it up. Nabers may be going pro. And I would put that fucking article in my locker.
Yeah.
And I would be the biggest bastard while you're on the field. Luke Cook, how do you say it? Cookley? When he played for the Panthers?
Yes.
When they interviewed him, he was like so meek and mild.
What happened to him?
He had 10 plus years and he retired because I think he started feeling it.
Concussions,
But they said, and they interviewed a ton of people, and Cam Newton said that he had to go to the head coach and be like, look, man, I can't go against him.
He's going to hurt me.
No, he knows the play. He knows our playbook better than I do.
Yeah.
And so they showed NFL films, mic'd up, showed him. I bet he called 80% of the plays right before they snapped the ball. And they said one game.
He's like a savant.
Because he would go
Tony
study.
Romo.
He would go study. Yeah, like Tony Romo. Yeah. When he calls us, he's like, yeah. But anyway, he said,
Tony
they
Romo's
interviewed
a time
somebody. It was an NFL guard, I think. Said the guard, said Kukli had called three consecutive plays correct and had two of those plays tackles for losses. They went back in the huddle. Said the guard looked at the quarterback and goes, I don't know what you need to do, but we need to fucking change something.
Yeah.
And he's tackling, he's picking people off. I remembered him being good, but I didn't know he was that good.
I think you are 100% right, because I know he had some issues with concussions. Like, it was bad. But I mean, if you're making solo tackles every play,
but the thing is, it was like when he stepped through, when he got out of his car and he walked through that gate, it was a switch was flipped. I mean, he was a fucking animal. I hope they do retire his jersey because he was a hell of a fucking player.
Yeah, he was.
Hell
he was
of a
good.
Player.
He was.
Damn good.
So then you got the other bullshit, which I thought when I left the Army-Navy game, I thought when they picked that strip six, I thought it was over. The same guy that stripped six, it's the one that stuffs the quarterback on the 1 yard line with time to expire.
Yeah.
So you got that bullshit. But anyway, and then here's the thing, guys, and we'll lead with it. We'll open this bag of worms with this. Dylan Gabriel is going to Oregon from Oklahoma. This is his sixth or seventh year. He's in the transfer portal. He'll start immediately.
Yep.
So Oregon reloads the quarterback, got a veteran quarterback. And for all you fuckers out there that shit on Stetson Bennett, this son of a bitch is going to be 26 or 27, so I don't want to hear another word about Stetson Bennett.
And if he gets an NIL deal, he don't have to go play the pros.
No.
Why would he?
So anyway, so there's your thing. Gabriel has 14,865 career passing yards. He is 4,352 yards behind former Houston quarterback Case Keenum for the football record.
And he's been playing. This will be his sixth year.
For fucking ever.
Coming up will be his sixth year.
Yes.
How, dude?
It's the COVID redshirt shit. He was probably redshirted as a freshman. Then you get the COVID year that he might have gotten another redshirt. But anyway.
I'm gonna ask you a question though, and y'all tell me. If you are a successful quarterback and you've played quarterback your whole entire life and you've got into college and your stats are great, are you just isn't the goal to go into the NFL and win a Super Bowl? If you made that your career, is that not what your goal is? Your end game is to get in the NFL and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, just ask Peyton Manning. That's the thing with Peyton Manning.
Why do these guys keep bouncing around in college?
I don't get it. Because
they can't make it in the pros, or it's too comfortable.
Because here's the thing: think about this, and I'll argue this until I die. Baker Mayfield is not as shitty as he's been made out to be
at all.
He is a hell of a quarterback.
Yes, he is.
He does not have the arm to throw at 70 or 80 yards, but he's not mentally, he is not going to beat you. What has fucked him is he's had to learn a new playbook every
year in a row.
And
9 years.
He's a journeyman in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The dude is, they're not going to sign you if you're a fucking idiot.
Or maybe
Let
not,
me just
not,
explain.
He's had nine different offensive coordinators, not 9 years in a row, but nine different coordinators.
So the fact that he stays relevant with that against him shows just how damn good he is.
He beat the Falcons this week, past weekend. Is damn that, sure did.
I mean, is that really something you brag about?
Well, they had him. The Falcons had him beat.
I know,
they had no time left.
I know.
He like drove down the field.
Yep.
I think he says it's my field.
I just had
field.
To do a little
once
jab.
Once he scored.
Just had to do a little jab there.
Well, that's okay, the thing, like though.
Picking on the slow kids.
I think going back, not that Georgia won, but I think that game, that Rose Bowl, is one for the ages. Because it was too heavyweight. It was a Foreman Ollie fucking blow for blow.
Probably one of the best college football games I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was one of those, like you said, we weren't coaching in it, but I felt like I'd been hit by a truck by the end of it.
Because your emotions are so, like, I remember going to bed, and we were down 14 or 21, and I remember my son waking me up, we fucking won! And then, so he was not old enough to be cussing in front of his mother, but I woke up, we fucking won! And I'd asked him to record it, and I was like, you bastard, but okay, I'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, it's one of those, but I go back to that game because Baker in that game showed that his mental capacity, because Georgia's defense that year was hell.
Yeah.
I mean, absolute hell. He was mobile enough where the scramble drill came into his favor, kind of like the SEC championship. There was should have been a bunch of coverage sacks against Alabama, but when the quarterback moves looking to throw the ball, then it's just backyard football, and you can't keep covering somebody and keep your eyes on the quarterback. So I think that's the biggest – I think he's the one of the most underrated quarterbacks out there. And he'll never get his respect because of the different offensive coordinators. But going back to the NIL shit, it's killing fucking college
football. It's going to destroy college football. It's destroying it on a level that I never even thought about.
Well, there's been – all right, so here's the thing. I've been watching, and I know everybody out there has your team, and you probably are entrenched with recruiting and stuff like that, and you follow things online. And so I know this is not a one-time deal. The thing is, I've watched some, not necessarily starters from Georgia enter the transfer portal, but they would have played, I don't know, they would have played in the game. They just wouldn't have started. They would have played, you know, 70% of the snaps or 50% of the snaps. And I think this goes back to that fucking trophy generation bullshit where they got somebody in their ear telling them, oh, you're a number one receiver.
Yeah,
if you transfer here, I'll make you this. No, no, and no.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and learn.
Yep.
Just stay where you're at. Take your medicine and learn.
Yeah.
Now, some of those that were transfers, I'm like, you know, I hate to see that. You know, he was a young kid. He was a five-star kid, freshman. He got his feelings hurt because he didn't start. And then there was some stud five-star quarter or players that have entered the transfer portal. And here's what kills me, and this is your armchair quarterbacks, and every fan base has them. They defend the transfer because he wasn't getting playing time. I'm like, well, if he's not getting playing time, we know he's athletically capable.
Right.
So there's two choices you got left. He's failing everything and dumb as a box of hammers, or B, he's not coachable, and they're not investing the time in him. They will take, as we have seen, three-star recruits – and get their ass to a level, because those kids are coachable. They know they're not the best on the field because they know they have to work day in and day out.
Right. Yep.
Your five stars have never had to work, never had to push themselves. It always came easy.
It's always the hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard. Yeah. That is a perfect example of that phrase.
And the other thing, and that ties into the Nola situation at Georgia right now, it's rumored he's going to Nebraska, and everybody's like, well, the reason he's going to go is he's got family there. Well, no, here's the thing.
Nobody wants to go play in Nebraska.
There has to be money involved, because was he not in Florida? And he transferred to Buford to be in the state to go ahead and start and get hope to start at Georgia January the 8th. Now, all of a sudden, oh, well, he's got a family member that coaches offensive line. Well, that wasn't a big fucking deal a year ago, and he was still coaching offensive line. There's money being thrown around.
And let me say this. We got a high school kid here. He lives 3 miles away from the high school, but he's being homeschooled. And all he had to do was take weights to him to be eligible to play football and wrestle.
And I didn't think you even had to do that.
Well, this is what I was told. It may be incorrect, but he lived too far away from the school for him to be able to do that.
How many miles?
Three. But you got this kid moving from Florida to Georgia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I'll go into deeper detail on that. But this kid, he needed it. He needed that. He needed to be playing football. He needed to be wrestling.
Right.
A physical specimen. Freak. Anyways.
So going back to, and I'm just using Georgia players as examples because, like I said, that's the stuff I've been seeing. Dumas Johnson started every fucking game at middle linebacker, broke his forearm.
I think it was forearm.
In the Tennessee game? Or was it before? No, it was before the Tennessee game. Broke his forearm. He's entered the transfer portal. There has to be money. You came in and you started every game at middle linebacker, and then you get injured, and now you're going to enter the transfer portal. Here's the way it's going to have to – they're going to have to start treating it the way the NFL does. You're going to have to pass a physical.
Yeah.
Well, 100%, you're going to have to pass a physical, and these college coaches need to get a set on them, and you're not getting any NIL money unless you are contributing to this team, either on the practice squad or on the ones and twos.
Well, and you saying that the big – this article that I'm sitting here reading, this one guy, and I want to quote him on this. He said, college football is about the pageantry and the tradition. It's not about playing for a new contract or getting upset about what you're being paid and leaving for the next highest bidder. That's what makes this the best fucking sport on the planet, but that is all in jeopardy unless we find a way to fix this.
They are going to ruin it. And
Saban's been saying it for years.
That's why he didn't want to get involved with it.
And this article is an older article.
And he was
article.
Right.
This article is an older article. What this guy's trying to say, this one is Heartland Sports is what the guy's talking about. And he said, right now, the NCAA doesn't have anything like this in place. And it's in a situation where Lincoln Riley is free to offer a Pitt wide receiver, Jordan Addison, over $1 million to come play for the USC. This is 100% tampering.
Yep.
But for now, nobody's doing a goddamn thing about it, is what this guy said in the article. And that's what he said. Like, it's so now you've got a situation where before you didn't like when boosters were involved, but now your boosters are involved because now they can throw the money for NIL deals. You basically legalize them doing
Saxo
it.
Cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, and I'll give you an example of whatever. At Georgia right now, what we could be looking at this coming up year. So, we already just talked about him going possibly.
Puglisi is the guy that I think you're old school. I want to be there. I'm going to do what I have to do. I'll go get more into him, but go ahead.
But you're talking about
Rinola.
He's looking to go to Nebraska.
Let him go at this point. If I was Kirby, I'd call his family and go, see you.
Now, Carson Beck's here. I heard a rumor, which it could be a complete rumor, that he's looking for $10 million to stay at Georgia. So, listen, though. If this is true and he's asking for $10 million to stay at Georgia or he's going to go play somewhere else, we just let Vandergrift go to Kentucky.
Yep.
So there's another quarterback. We're down in the quarterback room.
Well, you got the other kid from Texas that was number three. He's a sophomore or junior. He's not bad.
He's not bad.
He just doesn't have the experience. And he was third fish to those two.
Yeah.
But
we could have a serious problem.
Zero starts taking the first snap, or we could have a true 18-year-old freshman in Puglisi taking the first snap of the 2024 season.
Yeah. I mean, and
the thing is, it's not just Georgia. This kid is going to be echoed around and around and around. Yeah. Right. And here's the other thing. The transfer portal can bite you in the ass because Alabama got two stud quarterbacks last year on paper, in the portal. And they couldn't throw the cat off the bus.
No, they couldn't.
And that was evident in the UCF game.
Yeah.
Or USF, whatever the fuck game. Anyway, so my thing is,
Cupcake Week.
Daniels at Georgia, he gets hurt. And that's the best thing to happen to them.
Yeah.
And that's what nobody understands. I'll take hard work because, you know, as Kirby said, we tried to get Bennett to quit. Every coach on this staff tried to get him to quit. And he just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's what you want, though.
Yeah.
You know? So, as a coaching standpoint, and I think the other thing is there's a big misnomer in a lot of programs because – you're not going to start as a freshman. That is by program, because...
Unless you're Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Well, and that's the only reason he didn't go to Alabama. Yeah. Because fucking Bear Bryant told him he might get to start by the time he was junior. And yeah. Pat Dye goes, son, you'll talk to Brock first game.
Right now. We're going to let
you run the ball.
Yeah.
But anyway, the problem is, again, if you've got the work ethic and you've got the talent... you will move past. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of college football and basically any college sport. Once you graduate high school, your work ethic and your talent will move you leaps and bounds ahead of people that were highly recruited over you.
Yeah. I got a perfect example for that. Caleb Williams, look at him, 5-star quarterback. He's a head case. He ain't even going to play in the bowl game. He don't want to get hurt because he don't want to get his contract. He's projected to go first round still.
I don't see how.
I don't see how.
Yeah. Now, going back to Beck.
But he's a 5-star.
Beck, the only thing I'm thinking about Beck is he just hasn't been proven in big games. Because they didn't play. He's not a Stetson Bennett showed up. Everybody's calling him.
He wants to make a name for himself. Let's go ahead and see next year's schedule, buddy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Geez. You see Florida's schedule?
Florida has the worst.
Alabama's got a hard schedule.
They do, but Florida
they said Florida's got
is going to tote one. I mean, it's awful.
They got a 3-7 season coming up?
They might have a 4-4.
But the bad thing is, what everybody was saying is it could end up being the best thing for their program and in recruiting because it's such a hard schedule if they can compete.
They competed this year. Yeah. They just shot themselves in the foot. Yeah. They just don't have the Jimmys and Joes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really don't. They're like Miami. They're not deep enough. They're just not deep enough. Now, the knock on, and here's the other thing. The same goofy bastards that wanted Saban fired because he didn't make it. He got beat by Georgia in the national championship. Then he didn't make it to the playoffs last year. Those same dumb Alabama fans are the same types of people that want Kirby fired because he got beat by Alabama in the SEC championship. Guys, here's what I don't understand about anybody that talks out their ass like that. This year, they had more injuries this year to the starting lineup than they had in the previous four.
I'm going to tell you.
Georgia was Alabama in the national championship.
Yep.
We were on our 3s and 4s and 5s.
Yep.
And then you got Bowers out there hurt. You got McConkey out there limping, still giving his best he can get.
If Robinson didn't get hurt
Bijan.
Our whole.
Not Bijan, but the other one.
Yeah, our whole entire offense would have looked completely different.
And the thing with him is, I got on his Instagram. He's not posted shit since the spring game.
That's so scary.
And they say it's because that's a patella tendon, and that's not necessarily fixable to where you can run the ball again.
Right.
And so, they're talking about at his age, he might have a chance if they did a total knee replacement.
Yeah.
But that would have had to been done when they did the surgery.
Right.
But, y'all, he had legs the size of my waist.
He looked like Derrick Henry, dude.
Yes.
Derrick Henry. Like he wasn't as tall as Derrick Henry, but man, like he's the Hulk. A
beast.
Yeah.
Now, that kid they're getting from Manchester, he ain't no slouch.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And he's 3-star.
Right.
He's got a work ethic. I'll take 3 stars every day.
Now, what about this kid that's transferring in from Florida? Wanting to come to Georgia?
He's a scat back.
If he
can't run it between the tackles, he'll get killed.
Well, you think about the other thing too. Maybe it'll change the whole recruiting process too, because people are not going to start looking for those 5-star prima donna paycheck bonus babies. They're going to go looking for the 3s and 4s.
Because you don't know, are you going to be here?
Yeah.
You know, why would you put your fate?
Or, you know, and if the NCAA,
doesn't do something about it, I guarantee you these universities and these colleges are going to start tying your education to a contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're coming here.
Well, I think that's Mike Gundy's the one that came out and said that. He said, we need contracts. We got to have it. We have to have contracts and transparency to move forward. We can't survive. And
oh, his quarterback's gone. He transferred. Yeah. He's transferring out. And the other thing, had a good season.
The other thing that I don't understand with that, it doesn't have to be you've already got it set up to where they have to be at least, they have to get to their junior year to be able to declare for the draft. Now just make it to where if when you sign your scholarship, that is you signing a commitment to this university for 2 years.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Minimum.
Yeah. I agree.
And now you can get NIL deals, and that'll kill this bullshit about, well, I'm pissed off because they didn't let me play, because what it'll do is if you're going to quit football, your ass is still on the hook. All right, your contract's done. You know, you broke your contract, so now you got to pay. And then you tie that to the NCAA transfer, the old transfer, and
that's where they got to sit out.
I guarantee you this shit stops.
Yeah.
It's just like I was talking to you off air about James Lovell, and they – on the Sean Ryan podcast, and Ryan asked him, how do you stop school shooting? He goes, it's very simple. You just hire a cop and pay him his salary to sit out front in a cop car, and nobody's going to shoot up that school.
Nope.
He said, if it's a big school, hire two of them. He said, it's really that easy. And he stopped. And it's like when someone says no and doesn't give an explanation, I was like, man, the motherfucker's got a point.
And let me say this too. A lot of Georgia people still hear the same argument over and over and over, and it gets on my damn nerves. About the whole Justin Fields thing. Justin Fields, he didn't get to play. They didn't play him. We would have won two national championships then. And then he transferred to Ohio State, and he almost beat Alabama. So, but guess what? Do you want to know what his record is in Chicago as an NFL quarterback? Take a stab. What do you think it might be?
It's definitely a losing record.
That dude ain't even won double-digit games.
That's what I was about to say.
9-27.
Wow.
9-27. Maybe they knew a little something in Georgia.
He played 1 year at Georgia, 1 year at Ohio State.
Yeah.
I believe so.
There you go.
9-27. 5-star. You know, there it is. I mean, this.
But he had daddy in his ear.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you another one. The kicker with the goggles.
Rodriguez. Roderick,
yeah.
If he had listened to his daddy.
He wouldn't have stayed.
He'd have been gone after his freshman year.
Yep.
And I guarantee you, because we were talking about it, a buddy of mine, after his freshman year, I said, I love my daddy to death, but I would go in to the coach's office and say, look, that he does not speak for me. I'm a grown ass man. That is not how I feel. I'm committed to this program. And I think he did, because after the Notre Dame game is when Kirby said, Rod, tell him what?
Yeah, Rodrigo. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Rodrigo Blankets.
Hot Rod.
And he said, I'm on scholarship, and the whole fucking place goes crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do, man. And I think it goes back to integrity and work ethic for those 3-star guys. And they finally released after the game, the SEC championship game. That was a humble Kirby Smart saying, I let you down. I'll take ownership of this. I let you down. But we're not finished, and we're not fracturing.
Right.
And that's the other thing. All these Alabama fans out there, oh, we're going to the playoff. Where's that same energy if you switch the roles? What if Georgia was at 8th in the nation? You were sitting on a 29-game winning streak and won back-to-back national championships, and you got left out of the national championship. They'd have to burn the fucking state down.
They would have to take all the shoestrings and the belts out of the state.
That's my argument to every one of those rabid Alabama fans. Just shut the hell up. Yeah. Take it as it is. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It is a fucking gift. You know it is, so be quiet, and I hope y'all do. I hope you
make us proud.
This is what they want to happen. This is where the money game is. They want Alabama to play Texas for the national championship, because Texas is coming into the SEC.
Yep.
They're going to be coming in as the defending national champion, or Alabama's back on top as the champion. It's the money game. And even the report came out when Herb Street was there and the helmets were set up behind him before they even announced who was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, that was like 3 or 4 days ahead of
us. The helmets were already aligned behind him. And now there's a report saying that it has been, of course, it's just all, it's whatever, but There's some validity to it because money's the root of all evil, and money's killing college football. ESPN's getting bailed out $150 million
by Florida State not being in.
Getting bailed out.
Bailed out.
They were going to take a. If Alabama's left out, Florida State's in, they would have lost $150 million in revenue.
So you tell me
that wasn't a deciding factor.
The one that pisses me off is if you go back to, I think it was Ohio State's last national championship, that guy that won the national championship came in to, I think he came in and started the, he beat Michigan, won the Big 12, and that was back when it was BCS, I believe, and then won the national championship with three starts. So this all this bullshit about Florida State playing in a weak conference and they're on their third string quarterback, I don't give a shit. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, they did.
End of story.
They did, but buddy.
It was ugly.
They,
I mean.
They about to get.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because, and I hate to say this as a Georgia fan, but.
They got something to prove. They're going to be pissed.
Florida State, and that's what number 22 for Georgia, I can't ever think, Bullard. Said he's they got that podcast. He said, somebody he said, you know, internet can be the greatest thing, and it has proved itself again. He said, because they said our bowl game gonna be some mad motherfuckers bowl right here.
yeah. I mean, there ain't no better way to put it.
No, that's they're all, no better they're way both to put pissed it. Off. All right, so we're not gonna solve the NIL deal, but
we're not today. But we don't have enough bourbon on the table to even try. We will all be dead of alcohol poisoning.
Cousin Johnny printed it off in a 0.9 font. So
it's because you got so many damn bowl games.
Cousin, it's true. Don't tell me after looking at all the fucking bowl games, we can't have a 64 team playoff.
What we are going to do, we are going to predict or pick, if you will.
This will make or break a bowl season game. Right
here. This is like a whole nother season. Yeah.
This is it.
So we need to go ahead and, why don't we go ahead and say regular season right now, we'll go ahead and say Arlo's your winner. We flat out got to say, based on everything we've done up to this point, he's the winner.
Arlo is a 64.
I can shit the bed on a college pick'em sheet too now.
64 and 40. We got Cousin Johnny in second place with 60 and 44. And Robs of the Lobster coming in at 54 and 50.
Now, with that in mind, this shit could turn sideways quick.
God, yes. I really hope it does. I really hope it does.
By January the 1st, we will know who's taking the shots.
Or if we look at it and I am mathematically buried, I'll go ahead and just do it and get it over with.
Day after Christmas.
Yes. Yes, for real. No, that's let's wait any longer.
Okay, so I've got mine and his on this one if you just want to call yours out.
I will.
And then I can explain
the
chicken scratch.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. All right, here we
go. Where?
You need the glasses.
Jesus Christo on a stick.
Jesus Christo.
Okay, here we go now. It's a Myrtle Beach Bowl. Y'all, these names fucking kill me. The Duke's Mayo Bowl. Anyway.
Remember when Georgia used to get in the Belk's Bowl every year?
Up there at Nashville.
17 people.
That's the best place to go watch a damn college football game.
Nashville?
Yeah. Well, before it turned into Nash Vegas.
Yeah.
Before it was Nash Vegas, that was the best place. It was kind of like Athens because there was enough people from Georgia that traveled up there. We were the home team.
Yeah, every time.
But anyway. All right, so the Myrtle Beach Bowl, we got Georgia Southern versus just Ohio. I'm going Georgia shit fire on enslaving matches.
I got Southern.
Yeah.
Southern.
So we're across the board there.
Yep.
You got to make sure you write Rob's picks down.
No, he's got his own picks.
I didn't know if that was the master sheet.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I got mine. I got my pick right here.
I said, if you'd been paying attention, we covered this like 2 minutes ago.
Son of a bitch.
You was all hung up going, I'm not doing tuna.
I was excited.
Technical difficulties.
There for a while, I was the one on the bottom going, oh, shit.
Well, I think we had this.
Go ahead.
I think we had this discussion via our group chat. This is the kind of attitude that's going to get our asses beat. You're not paying attention. This is twice.
I'm on my game, son.
Yeah, I'm going to bench your ass.
I'm on my game. I'm on my medication. Let's go.
It's not even yours.
Thank God for antibiotics.
It's not even your medication. That's the best part. It's not even yours.
He's found all the sounds.
I know, he's got every damn one of them.
I'm a kid of candy. I got candy. All right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
We're only one game into this motherfucking list, too.
3 hours later.
I didn't even know this first team had a goddamn football program. But in the Cricket Celebration Bowl, Howard versus Florida A&M. I didn't know Howard had a fucking football team.
Bro, you just said the cricket.
The cricket.
Like the phone. Yeah. Not Jiminy.
Not Jiminy, Jiminy. I'm going Florida A&M.
A&M for me.
Yeah, pretty sure that's who. The board,
there we go.
So that means so far y'all need to go against us. So
you're going to get rich.
R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, which is funny because R&L Carrier. No, that's the. Wrong carrier company. Jacksonville State versus Louisiana. It's just Louisiana because me and Cousin Johnny got an argument before we started.
Jack State.
I don't know. Yeah, Jack State.
Jack State. Jack State.
I got my master's there. Holla. The Cure Bowl, not like the
it's
band.
It's Friday. I'm in love. Saturday waits.
I wish you'd have set it up. We could have. But anyway, Cure Bowl, Miami of Ohio versus App State.
App State.
Miami of Ohio.
On the island, Cousin Johnny's going with the Miami of Ohio.
Why would you pick that team?
Because he's going to prove they are the real Miami.
I'm so sad. I'm Robert Smith of The Cure. I'm so sad.
Take my shoestrings away. Please. I can't get this shit. I hope you call so much you pass out.
Well, it's close.
All right, so we're down. We're only four in. There's 44 left. Jesus. All right, the New Mexico Bowl, which was smart. They got New Mexico State, and that's something.
What? Yeah, they wanted to sell some
You
want to
change your pick?
Who is it that they're playing?
Fresno State, which they're both right there, but New Mexico
State. I'll just
State.
Jump on the island. I'll stay on the island with Fresno.
Okay, I'm going New Mexico State.
I'm going Fresno as well.
Oh, I'm on the island. Well, there you go. There.
Huh. Yeah. Keep talking shit, Arlo.
L.A. Bowl, UCLA versus Boise State.
UCLA.
Boise.
Island.
The Radiance Tech Independence Bowl. You got California versus Texas Tech.
Tech.
I think I went with Cali, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You're, man,
let's keep it going, baby.
I'm coming out of the basement, son.
The famous Toastery Bowl, Western Kentucky versus Old Dominion.
That's a real name.
Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm going Western.
Western Kentucky.
I remember a fan of ours ripping my ass for going against a school in Kentucky. So for some reason, I had his voice. Well,
Heater's alma mater, if you will.
Yes,
Western Kentucky.
There you go.
There you go, Heater.
Scooter's Coffee, Frisco Bowl. University of Texas at San Antonio versus Marshall, the Thunder and Herd. You went UTSA.
I did do UTSA.
I'm going Thunder and Herd.
I'm going UTSA.
Oh.
UTSA. Are they at the airport?
Mm-hmm. Roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. The University of South Florida versus the Syracuse.
Cuse.
I'm going South
Florida.
Cuse. They running.
Stand out there on that island.
Those fucking Syracuse guys will have a heat stroke. They're used to shoveling snow. It's about to be 95 degrees
be hot down there.
It is.
Swampy.
Swamp now. Them Syracuse boy going to be crampings. Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
Great place of vacation if you ever want to go catch some fish.
Boca Raton?
Yeah.
UCF, so Central Florida versus the Georgia
I'm
Tech.
I'm taking Georgia Tech, guys.
I'm taking Tech.
I'm going Central Florida.
You lost.
That's what
probably not. Probably not.
This is a travesty in itself. If I was Duke's mayonnaise, I would have invited Duke first to my bowl, but they didn't. The Birmingham Bowl, Duke versus Troy.
I'm going with the Dukies.
I think I went with Troy. Didn't
yeah, you did. Yeah. So you're on that island. I got the Dukers. The Camellia Bowl, not the Chlamydia
comma,
Bowl.
Comma.
Which is
Chlamydia.
It burns could be. Real bad
when
it
I makes me sad. I got this burning sensation when I pee.
Love is a burning thing.
Penis.
That's a hemorrhoid commercial waiting to happen.
It is.
People would swear we're
drinking.
Ladies
and gentlemen, it is off the rails, and we're going to keep going.
Chlamydia Bowl. It's so hard for me not to say chlamydia. Is Arkansas State versus Northern Illinois University.
I got Northern Illinois.
So did you.
Oh, I guess I picked Northern Illinois too.
I'm going to Arkansas State because I'm going to tell you something. Those are the kids at Arkansas State. It's like South Alabama. They got one. It's like last chance you. They get them some bitches 1 year because they're all dumber than shit and can't go to a Division I school. But they can flat fucking play some ball, boys. So I'm going Ark State. They're going to let me down and get the brakes beat off of them. But anyway, the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, they got James Madison versus that Air Force.
James Madison.
Air Force.
Way.
Yes.
Maybe.
Bitches. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, you got Utah State versus Georgia State.
I'm going Georgia State.
I think I went Georgia State.
Yeah, I'm going Utah State. Yep. Just going to do it. The 68 Ventures Bowl, you got South Alabama versus Eastern Michigan.
I think I went with Eastern Michigan, didn't
no,
I?
No, you went South Alabama.
South Alabama for
South
me.
South Alabama. Board.
Let's go Jaguars.
Woo-hoo! Yes. The SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl, you got Utah versus Northwestern. I'm going to take the Utahs.
Utes. I think Storm and Mormons for me.
Yeah, we're just across the board, boys. Whoop. You got the Easy Point Hawaii Bowl. You got Coastal Carolina versus San Jose State. I think I'm going Coastal Carolina. Cousin Johnny went with San Jose.
Coastal.
Oh, you're on the island, Johnny.
We're going postal with Coastal.
The quick, brother. This son of a bitch. Quick Lane Bowl. Bowling Green versus Minnesota.
Bowling Green.
I'm on the island, Minnesota.
Bowling Green it is.
The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl, Texas State versus Rice.
I said this. I was going to pick this team because we tried to figure out what their mascot was for so long one night. I'm going with Texas State, gentlemen.
Yep, across the board.
Whoop. There we go.
Guaranteed Rape Bowl, Kansas
the
versus
what bowl?
The Guaranteed
the
rape
Bowl. Rape Bowl?
Y'all, you can hear what you want. I know what I said.
No means no.
Yeah. Kansas versus UNLV, Kansas.
Running Rebs.
Oh, look at you. He's trying to throw some haymakers. Military Bowl, Virginia Tech versus
or
Tulane.
Or bury myself even deeper.
Cousin Johnny's got the VTs.
I got the VTs.
Green Wave.
Yep, Green Wave for me too.
Island.
Duke's Mayo Bays. You got North Carolina versus the West Virginia Mountaineers.
North Carolina.
I got the tip-touching cousin kissers, West Virginia.
Okay. I was about to say, that could go either way.
Oh, this is true.
I'm going North Carolina.
No offense.
Yeah, none taken.
Yeah.
Offense taken, motherfucker. I'm offended.
Okay? Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit.
Me and Uncle Daddy's going to have us a little cousin brother.
Stay offended. Guess what? In the morning, it still won't hurt. There is no physical injury. Okay, so we got a Holiday Bowl. I remember when the Holiday Bowl, y'all, was the first bowl game.
Yeah.
And that was like December the 28th.
Yeah.
We starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So the Holiday Bowl is Louisville versus USC.
Sorry, Heater, I'm going with Louisville.
Heater, I love you. And the only reason I'm still going for no, he hates Louisville. I'm picking USC, but I'm about to piss you off later, so don't worry.
Who'd I pick?
Y'all said fuck Heater.
You both
said Louisville.
Caleb Williams is not playing in that game, fellas.
That just means that somebody else has got $1 million.
Somebody that wants to play, they kind of have a chance to win, actually.
The Tax Act Texas Bowl, Texas A&M versus Oklahoma State.
OK State.
Okey.
I'm on the island, Texas A&M. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl from Boston College versus the SMU.
SMU.
I'm going Boston College. You can't go against the... You said SMU.
Oh, I went SMU.
You're going to pick fucking Boston. You're picking against Boston in Boston at Fenway Park. For God's sakes.
Anybody see my khakis?
There's no way you can pop
Micro
in that spot.
Microprocessors.
There's no way it's self pop. There's no way you got it pop. And it's self pop. There's no fucking way.
I love The Departed. If you hadn't seen it, it's a great movie.
Pop-Tarts Bowl, NC State versus Kansas State.
Oh, my God.
K-State. I skipped one. I'm sorry, but we'll come back to
Kansas
it.
State.
Wolfpack for me.
I am. Me too. Wolfpack. Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, Rutgers versus Miami Florida.
Who did I pick in that?
You took the U.
I went with the U.
I don't think I did.
Going with the Rutgers.
I went with the U.
Why can't I see that?
Because it's above NC State. It's above NC State. It's above NC State. It's above NC State. Find where you...
Rutgers.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go.
It looked like Rugrats on my page.
Well, it's the same thing. So you're on the island there, Cousin Jim.
Yep, I'm here for you.
For the U. We did that one. Valero Alamo Bowl, Arizona versus Oklahoma.
Oh, God. Oklahoma.
You took Arizona. I'm taking Oklahoma.
Island.
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, Clemson versus Kentucky. This is where Heater hates me. I'm going Clemson.
I'm going with Kentucky.
I think I went Kentucky.
I think Kentucky's hyped up.
You did. Yeah.
They're ready for next year.
Shit.
That's weak.
Is this where it starts getting shitty?
Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, Notre Dame versus Oregon State.
I got Oregon State.
I'm going with Touchdown Jesus, and so is Cousin Johnny.
Notre Dame.
I'm definitely losing that one.
The Odo Zone Liberty Bowl.
Easy for you to say.
Memphis versus Iowa State. Cousin Johnny went Iowa State. I'm going Memphis, bitch.
Memphis.
Island.
The Goodyear Cotton Bowl. Missouri versus Ohio State.
Ohio State's got something to prove.
Across the board.
Do you know what's crazy? Mizzou's picked by five.
5.5, I thought. But I think
it's
5.5.
It's down to 2.5.
Because
now.
They can flat fucking score.
Yeah. They can.
They just have no defense.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. That'll be a good one. Ole Miss versus Penn State. And I hate to say this because I fucking hate that son of a bitch. But I think James Franklin's going to beat them.
I'm going Ole Miss.
It was hard for me on that one. I can't. Penn State, I just don't like them.
I can't stand that son of a bitch either, so that's why I'm going to go Penn State.
Yeah, I'm going Ole Miss.
Yep. Damn touchers. Transperfect Music City Bowl, Auburn versus Maryland.
Maryland.
How in the fuck is Auburn bowl eligible?
I don't know. How they're picked to win this game is another one for me. Maryland.
I think I went Maryland, didn't
I? We all across the board. Capital One Orange Bowl, Florida State versus Georgia.
Go Dogs.
Yeah. Dogs.
Yeah. Homered that one. I homered that one. Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, Toledo versus Wyoming.
Toledo.
Y'all both went with Toledo. I'm going with the Cowboys. Wyoming. I think they're Cowboys. If they're not, fuck, they need to be.
They should be.
The ReliaQuest Bowl, Wisconsin versus LSU.
LSU.
Yep. LSU.
Across the board. Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, Iowa versus Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Iowa.
I can't do it. I just fucking can't do it.
Iowa, do you know, watching Iowa play, Iowa has the ability. They just struggle on offense. That's the only thing. But if they could figure that out against Tennessee, would be fantastic.
Jaden Daniels might transfer there for his eighth year. All right, so we got the Fiesta Bowl, Oregon versus Liberty.
Liberty.
Oregon.
I mean, sorry, Oregon.
I was going to say Oregon.
I was not going to.
Everybody's
pick
Oregon. All right, the creme de la creme, boys. The last two. The Rose Bowl is Michigan, Alabama. I'm going Michigan.
I am also going Michigan.
I'm going Alabama. I'm going Alabama.
Sugar Bowl, Washington versus Texas.
Texas.
Washington.
I'm going Texas, but I think Penix has something to prove because he got fucked in the Heisman.
I tell you what's going to happen. I agree with that. They have constructed this Final Four for Alabama to play Texas, and I think it's going to get spoiled, and I think it's going to be Washington versus Michigan, and ain't nobody going to watch that shit.
What I would like to see happen is Alabama beat Michigan and put the cheaters to bed, even though I picked them. And then I would like to see Alabama play Washington, and I would like to see Penix go against that SEC defense. Because that right there will prove what he's capable of.
Oh, and if he does well,
if he carves them up.
But the thing is, he can carve it up.
Be number one pick.
He could carve it up back to back.
Yeah, that's
if
what
he
I'm
does
saying.
It against Texas and rolls against the Tide, that'd be awesome.
I think. Do we want to pick a national championship? Let's pick a national championship.
I say we pick that game.
I say we wait until that one
see
unfolds.
When it's decided. Yeah. Because right now, my pick is. I just told you what I want. I want Washington to play Alabama, but it ain't gonna happen. Like you said, there's too much fucking money tied in. Yeah, this shit's already decided. Have you seen the conspiracy theory about the fucking Super Bowl? There's a girl,
dude.
A girl figured this shit out. A woman.
Oh Jesus.
A lady, if you will.
Wait, are
she's
we
on
NFL
teams? She's on TikTok, and she went back. I think she went back 5 years on the color scheme when they announced where it's gonna be. Dictates who wins and who's playing in it.
I wouldn't be
Bitch
surprised.
Got a point. Dude, Bitch got a point. I'm just saying.
I'll even go back. Oh, wait. And that was the other thing, too. Wait, let's do this. We got four pro games. Did I send them to y'all? Let's pick these pro games.
Let me pull my shit back up.
I'm gonna retract one of them because Texans quarterback is out with a concussion. I'm gonna replace that. So
Texas is? Or Texans.
Texans, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We got Falcons, Panthers.
You're going to have to wait on that, buddy. You just jumping the gun. I just told you got to wait on my shit.
I'm calling you games out. Just pick it.
Texas what?
No, Falcons, Panthers.
Oh, Panthers.
Oh, hang on, brother. You got to hang on. I'm sorry. You just got to hang on. Damn. Who are you talking about?
Falcons, Panthers. Pros. Jesus Christ. Did we have to like
say it one more time? I didn't hear it. You got to say it three times.
Look, Dad, if you're still upset because I wore Crocs to the mom's funeral, you're just going to have to get over it. She's a very casual woman.
She loves this.
I'm going with the Falcons.
Okay.
Bucks pack.
Bucks pack.
I'm going pack. No, I take that back. Fuck it. I'm going Bucks.
I'm going to go with pack.
That's a home game for the pack, too.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I'm going pack because it's cold as fuck
I'm
up on, there.
I'm going for the pack because that's a home game.
Okay. All right. Bills, Cowboys.
Bills because that's like fucking Tennessee. I just can't do it.
Bills, Cowboys. What is that one? I'm trying to see.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
That one is in Buffalo. I'm going to have to go Bills.
Oh, wait. I'm going Bills because if it's in Buffalo.
I'm going Bills.
They are tied with the Eagles.
They're damn good. I hate to say it, but they're damn good.
Well, they have.
You know what? I'm not going to do that. Good. I'm not going to do that. I call Cowboys. I'm going to stay with Cowboys.
I'll stay on the island. It's okay.
No, I got the Bills.
Oh, okay, good.
He's on the island.
The replacement game, I wanted to go, and I like this. I like this little matchup. It there's some new life being breathed into the New York Giants with this new quarterback. DeVito is killing it. Just bring you chicken cutlets. You got Giants versus Saints.
I'm going to go with the Saints. That's a home game. Derek Carr's been doing pretty damn good.
Giants, Saints, when is it? This Sunday?
It is this Sunday, yes, sir.
And it's in New Orleans.
The Saints will let you down when you want them to. I'm going to go, this one's for the coach. I'm going Giants. He's a Giants fan.
All right, fellas. So, pro games, you got Falcons, Panthers. Me and Cousin Johnny picked Falcons. Arlo's on the Panthers. Bucks, Pack, me and it looks like Cousin Johnny are on that one with Packers over the Bucks and Cousin Johnny's friend, Arlo. God dang it. Bills and Cowboys. I'm on the island by myself. I got the Cowboys. And then you got the Saints versus the Giants. Arlo and myself are picking the Giants over the Aints, son. It's going to be a big, long, tiring process to end this bowl games. But when it all shakes out in the end, I'm pretty sure that Tuna Shot's got my name on
it. So are we just going to have like little check-ins, I guess, when we come in? We're going to try to come in next week?
Yeah.
Give everybody an update where we're sitting at so far?
Yeah, so next week what we'll do is we'll do a year-end review. We try to do those like so the highs and the lows of 2023. We'll kind of cover those from the news world to sports to all that good stuff. And we'll just get ramped up and ready for the new year. And hopefully I won't sound like this unless y'all like it. And then I'll just stay sick.
Yeah, you'll be B98.5.
Hello, ladies. It's like, what are you wearing? My crotchless Spider-Man pajamas.
God.
What are you wearing? All right, gentlemen, y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Mike.
Later.
Peace.